You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a minute. Back into some Falcons conversation coming out of a fun couple days at training camp on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be back out there at Flowery Branch tomorrow. And our post-practice guest will be Matthew Bergeron.
Yeah, man.
One of the members of the offensive line, Matthew Bergeron, going to join us on the show tomorrow. So looking forward to that. We'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40.
Cordero Patterson might be one of the funniest dudes ever, man. He's just a funny dude because he's just honest. I lost a tweet, but he was just released by the Steelers. Mm-hmm. And he just basically said, I got fired on my day off because there is finally their day off today up there in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, he's no longer on the team. Which is the funniest thing because he reports his own news. Cordell did not give a damn about nothing when it came to Twitter. He was so when he was here.
No, he reported his own signing.
Yeah, reported his own signing, everything.
He would like comment on videos that people had when like he didn't get involved in the offense.
Yes.
He was not afraid to get onto the internet and have conversations. Also, awesome player.
Yes.
Just a really, really good football player. Yes, is that man. It, you think? Somebody sign him? Take a shot?
Oh man, that's a great question. I think he might get a shot. I think he may.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, special maybe, teams.
Returner or something like that. So, yeah, I think that might be a possibility that he's back.
Kind of cool, and I know it wasn't like the greatest season ever, and I think it was, you know, part of because of the Falcons' offensive personnel. Kind of cool he got to have that one year here. It was like, oh, this guy's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you give him the ball a bunch of different ways, he can do a bunch of different stuff. He's not just a return specialist.
But it wore him down.
Oh, it did. Yeah, it definitely did. But fun to see. It was like, what, like 10 weeks of like, dang, this guy's really good.
Yeah.
And then
ran
hard. Now he's hurt.
Ran hard, and everything like that.
That was pretty fun.
Breaking news, Pittsburgh Steelers release old washed-up Cordero Patterson on his day off.
That's what he wrote.
Yes. That's what he wrote right there.
That's funny. All right, let's get to an NFL no-huddle. NFL no-huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Story we've been talking about throughout the summer has ended in one way. The Bengals and first-round pick Shamar Stewart finally agreed to a fully guaranteed four-year deal. So he got what he wanted. He said it was time to stop arguing and start playing. Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad they figured it out.
The only thing about it, he did agree to the language that they wanted, but he got extra $500,000 paid up front. So it's going to be interesting what happens next year.
Right.
Because he signed it, so other teams are probably going to try to do it. I don't know how they'll do the money and all that stuff to – But, he's in there. He's in camp. I mean, he missed all offseason because, you know, they didn't sign him after the draft. And, obviously, he showed up and left from mini camp and things like that. So, hopefully, he's in there. And now they can turn all their attention and see if they can get Trey Hendrickson in there.
This has to be the latest a first-round draft pick is signed in the slotted era, right?
I would think so, Bunk. I mean, I know that Roquan had some issues when he was first drafted.
Right, I remember that.
You remember that one. And now,
but I don't remember it taking until camp.
No. No, yeah.
Ooh, maybe it did.
I think it did.
Yeah, I do remember Roquan. Yeah. And then there was like a couple years in a row because Roquan was picked eighth,
yes.
Right? There was something about that eighth pick.
Yeah, you remember that?
And the language of the eighth pick's contract. So there was a couple years in a row that happened. And then was Shamar, was he? No, he wasn't eighth.
No.
Anyway, glad he's in there, man. Like, you know, what a headache leading into a year. And it's just always the Bengals that have him. Here's a weird story. Like, I thought this was one of those ones that we all just kind of, everybody understood. But I guess not. At least 100 players face a penalty, fines, possibly suspension, over reselling their Super Bowl tickets above face value.
Is there a statute?
For people that don't know, every active NFL player gets access to two Super Bowl tickets, right?
Yes.
And the understanding that I had was you get them and then you sell them for more.
Yep.
That's and what everyone was cool with it forever.
That's why I said there's statute on this. You know what I mean? Like, because I did it. But I mean, but I did it before. I did it before I got my blessing and everything like that. You know, it was more or less, you know, get you an extra 10 grand going to the offseason.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
you would buy them for, you buy them for 150. I mean, 1500.
Okay.
And you sell them for five.
That's a nice little cover.
Yeah,
come-up.
But it was so crazy because we were doing it and then they started changing it where you could still buy them, but you had to actually go to the city and pick up your tickets. So you had to fly to the city, get the tickets in your hand, and then give them to the person you sold them to. Yeah, I'm glad there ain't no statute on that.
Well, 100 players. I don't think that includes you.
No. All right, making sure. I want nobody coming for me because it is one thing to do it, but you got remember, like, you got to pay taxes on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people don't know that.
Yeah.
I did.
Of course you did.
I did.
Of course you did.
But no. I mean, it's funny that they're doing it, that they're trying to crack down on it, whatever.
What a waste of time.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, what a dumb waste of time. Yeah, like, people are going to – they've always done – anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Here's Pete Carroll, the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, excited about his team and the expectations that he's got for them.
We have extremely high expectations. You know, I mean, I don't even know any other way to think. And I don't care what year it is or what team it is. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, this is either going for it or you're not. And that's we're going for it. And however that, whatever that means at the end of it, we'll find out. But in the meantime, there is no standard that we can set high enough that we can't challenge for. And so we're going for it, like I said. And these guys are on board. They get it. Yeah, I was taught a long time ago that you either have a philosophy or you don't.
Yeah, and his philosophy is to try to win every single season.
Yes.
And if you look at the track record that he's had as a head coach,
he usually does.
He's done that.
Yes.
He also has, and this is only once, but when he took over the Seahawks, they flipped that thing quick and got it going pretty quick. Now, it took a couple off seasons, but I think they were in the playoffs the first year.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing with him is he's a builder. He's a builder, and he's not afraid to, I know the organization gave this dude $10 million, but this third-round quarterback here, he's really good, you know, and he has a beast in the backfield, Anthony Jenkins, that can be a three-down back just like Marshawn was. And I mean, their biggest thing, they got a veteran in Geno.
Yep.
Can their defense hold up? I mean, you got Max Crosby and you got a lot of other dudes, but Max Crosby is a one-man damn wrecking crew that, you know, he needs some help up front. And, you know, they just lost Christian, who they, you know, gave all that money to last offseason over, you know, we talked about it on Friday as far as what's going on now. Some more funnier, some other stuff coming out now that, you know, we don't have to discuss.
We did briefly on the podcast.
Yeah, we did on the podcast.
If you want to check out the Off the Cuff podcast, that was probably the right place to discuss that stuff.
Yeah, we did it on the podcast. And
I will say this. I had forgotten the split.
I did.
I had forgotten the split.
It wasn't just a split.
It was more than that.
Because James Brown did the split. That was cool and all that. That kind of split right there
different
is, you're trying to get it rained on you. You know what I'm saying? Like that'd get the band off the ones when she would do that.
Right.
But
not everybody knows what we're talking about, but those that do,
you know,
are laughing in their cars right now. All right. Yeah. They also have Brock Bowers, and they have a legitimate quarterback this year.
Yes.
I don't know how good they're going to be, but I don't know. I imagine the over-under for them is fairly low.
It'll be interesting.
5.5, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I think they can be okay.
I think they get 7.
I think so, too. I think they can be a decent team. So what did you want to do next?
I was going to say, we were talking about Jamal Adams. They're moving to the linebacker, which, I don't know, I guess. And also the quarterback competition just got one less in Cleveland.
Yeah,
Kenny Pickett's out with a hamstring, so that just moves everybody up one spot.
Then there were three.
Which
is how many they're supposed to be.
Yeah, but it's so crazy because of this whole thing as far as because who the fifth round quarterback is.
Yes,
and
that's
the news where you're like, okay, this guy said he was doing good. Well, this guy said he's not doing good. This guy said he's on the field while the other quarterbacks are throwing. He's over there throwing to an equipment manager.
Uh huh.
I'm just like, can we just get the plan?
Yeah.
So we all can, like, maybe lay our eyes on it and formulate our opinion. Because there are some haters out there.
Sure.
We understand that. Yeah. In the Cleveland media.
Right.
And there are some people that probably overhype him.
But
in
this
the
is also
media.
The time of year where you can hate and get away with it.
Yes.
Once the season starts,
the play will show.
And if he's not playing, then there's no point in even hating anyway. Because he was a fifth-round draft pick. It is amazing how much more, like, training camp rep breakdown there is for a fifth-round quarterback
yes.
than there is for the guy who was drafted number one overall yes. in Cam Ward, who no one's talking
about.
It really has to be one of the least hyped number one overall picks that I can remember. I hope he does great because I think he's a really good player, but it's just it's wild how little people are talking about him. Kenny McIntosh, believed to have suffered a torn ACL at Seahawks practice.
That sucks. Like, and then this is another one that we were talking earlier in the show about Moody going down and everything like this. Treylon Burke, I mean, he suffers a fractured collarbone. Saw the writing that my man Teron had put out there. He was dying for a ball,
right?
And they talked about how great an offseason he had because he ain't been what they wanted him when they drafted him in first round out of Arkansas. But the same did so well this summer, Andy and everything. Obviously, trying to get a rapport with the young quarterback.
And
then just was like made a spectacular catch, and then all of a sudden comes down and broke Frank's collarbone.
A couple guys got paid over the weekend. Rashawn Slater got a four-year, $114 million contract.
I love that dude.
Chargers left tackle.
Yeah.
Jake Ferguson, tight end for the Cowboys, got a four-year extension, $52 million there as well.
Good for him. Michaels is coming soon. I know Jerry and Steven were talking, and then Steven, talking about Jones, came with just the just raggedy-ass statement ever.
Yeah.
Just raggedy. Like, are you serious?
Well, Jerry forgot his name.
If he wants to get paid,
which wasn't great.
If he wants to get paid, like,
just to show us more that he wants to get paid or something like that.
Like, really, like, Steven?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it has to be like this there.
Because I know Jerry was at the podium and all the fans were going to pay Micah.
Yeah.
And everything like that. Yeah. And he's going to get paid. But it's just like one of those things where Jerry has to have the control of, I did it when I wanted to do it. Period. This is all this is. And it's crazy that – because Micah Parsons is the best player on the team.
Yep.
Best
either side of the ball.
On either side of the ball. Micah Parsons is the best player on the team.
Michael Parson, also pretty good, I guess, according
just
to Jerry.
Like, whatever, man. That's just – whatever.
Well, we'll let you hear from our owner coming up next, or the Falcons owner, that is. Arthur Blank, he spoke at training camp over the weekend. High hopes, what he's looking for from the team, some thoughts on Kirk Cousins as well. So we'll get into all of that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll get to the back page with Bo in about 20 minutes from right now. What's worse if you get traded?
Yeah.
Is it worse to be traded for cash considerations, which could mean anything?
Right.
Cash considerations.
It could be $1,000.
It could be a box of baseball.
Yes. Like
cash can buy a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Or a player to be named later.
Player to be named later.
Because that means, either way, that means they just, whatever.
Yeah, that means
just take him.
I mean, you some dog ass. You know what I mean? Like, we don't care. You know what? I tell you this. We got a guy. All right, he's in his last leg. All right, well, y'all can have him. All right, that's basically that. When you say player,
what's his name? We'll tell you later.
We don't even know his damn name, but we're gonna find this guy and we're going to let you have him.
Or what about this option three? Because the Braves acquired Eric Fetty from the Cardinals over the weekend for a player to be named later or cash considerations. Yeah. So they haven't even decided what they want.
They don't
back
want
yet.
That, they,
just you tell
how
us.
How bad
who cares?
Is Fetty when they didn't even tell you what they're gonna give you yet?
It's like Facebook Marketplace. It's like, look, just come pick it up. We don't care.
He had been DFA in the Braves.
Pretty much tells you what you need.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be a bunch of these guys. That end of the year. Like poster for the 2025 Braves is going to have about 4,700 names on
it. It's going to be a long, if you go to like the baseball reference page, it just has the stats.
Yes.
There's going to be more dudes, especially pitchers, that play for this baseball team. There might be more guys that play for the baseball team in the next 60 games than have played in the first 100.
Yeah.
Just because of what's going to happen.
Fetty is in a point where, you know,
it doesn't matter.
You know what?
Just try to get some outs.
You remember what we used to say about the Wanksters? Just earn another start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even with him, it's not even. It's just like try to not make us use five bullpen guys.
Yes. Because
like try to go five innings.
Because they're awful.
Yeah. Like the goal is go five and give up less than five.
Yes.
If you can.
If you can.
If you can. Five and five is fine.
If you can't.
We'll take it.
If you can't.
If you can't, we traded you for a player whose name we don't know.
Exactly, exactly.
And cash considerations.
Exactly.
So that's kind of
we might not have to get, like, he's pitching tomorrow, right?
Sure.
He's pitching tomorrow in Kansas City. Like, he might get left to Kansas City.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. Like, I'm pretty sure he's got a garment bag. He got a garment bag and a pair of drawers and a toothbrush.
They definitely don't. He doesn't get to have, like, a checked bag.
No.
They don't have that kind of money
garment
for him.
Garment
right
bag,
now.
Toothbrush, deodorant, and that's it.
Just bring what you need for the trip, man.
He got one uniform, Andy. He got one uniform.
You got to wear the away uniform at home.
Yep, he got one damn uniform. All right, if you do this, if you pitch well, go to Walmart, get you some draws.
Here's the real like Braves related opinion. Aside from all the fun that we were just having, it's possible we don't see any of these starters again.
Why would you see them
this year? Sale broke his rib.
No.
All right, take till next year. Schwellenbach with his elbow, just take till next year. Like I know Holmes is the latest guy to go on there. Like what you know?
Yep.
There's no reason to risk it.
What did I miss this weekend though? Because I wasn't out and about. I was out basement backyard that kind of trajectory weekend. It was very very nice.
Out and about
the
in
house.
Your house.
Yeah,
got
it was very very very. I did go. I went. No, I did. I went to get some bush, but that was it. But. Was Spencer Strider yelling at somebody in the dugout?
Oh,
I thought. I mean, I saw the clip and it looked like Spencer was yelling. I'm like, "Yeah, get him, Spencer!" I was like, "Well, what the hell is Spencer yelling at somebody for?"
I saw Bryce Harper cussed out Rob Manfred in the Phillies clubhouse.
Freaking love it.
He was in there for whatever reason, and Harper said, "Get the blank out of our clubhouse if you want to talk about salary caps."
Yes,
which
get out of here.
Salary cap, not the problem. Salary floor.
It's
that's the problem.
Problem.
You have to find
so how about you go over there to Pittsburgh and them places and make them spend money?
Yeah, get out of Philadelphia. We're spending money.
Yes.
Go talk to these. Drive across the state.
Yep, exactly.
Go talk to the Pirates and then short trip down to Cincinnati.
Yep.
Talk to those guys.
Yep.
And then get on a plane out to, I guess it's Sacramento right now.
Yes.
And figure out what that Joker's doing.
Yes.
Because it's getting worse every single day out there.
Yes.
That's
what you need to do.
That's the conversation.
That's what you need to do, Rob. Rob.
All right. We'll get back into some baseball stuff. I know in 15 minutes as it was Hall of Fame weekend. Ichiro, CC Sabathia, and Mike Hampton all go into the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame over the weekend. Ichiro got some good jokes off, too. So we'll get to some of that stuff coming up in about 15 minutes. Before we do that, though, Arthur Blank was at training camp over the weekend. The State of the Falcons address, as always. Let's start with this one because this is the first one we have on the cut sheet. Interested to hear what he has to say since he had to pay this guy $100 million to play 15 games. Here's Arthur Blank on Kirk Cousins.
And I'm very proud of Kirk Cousins, too. I want to suggest that because he's handled his transition really well and been very supportive of Michael and really has been a really good teammate. So I'm happy about that, and I'm happy for us, and I'm happy for Kirk as well.
What the
Sorry,
hell?
Billy Wagner, not Mike.
What
Hampton,
the heezy is going on? I'm proud of him. I ain't proud of nothing.
I wouldn't be proud
I
of him.
I wouldn't be proud. He gave you over $100 million.
Yeah.
And your ass could tell nobody if you were hurt.
Yeah.
What?
And you're the one that paid him the money.
What?
I would be the one that would be the least proud.
I would be very upset.
I'd be furious.
You know, I don't like to waste $3. Imagine wasting $100.
I can't.
$100 million.
I can't.
What did he say? What did Danny DeVito say in Twins? $1 million.
I can't imagine it. I just can't. I don't know what the biggest waste of money I've ever had is. I mean, there's been some.
Yeah.
But it's probably never been more than $1,000.
Probably that big screen TV you bought.
Yeah, probably. But at least I got, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I was pretty frugal with it because I got it from a place where the radio station I worked at did business.
Okay.
So I got a discount.
Okay.
And it was the floor model. So I got a discount on that too.
Yeah.
And then I had it for 8 years and then I sold it on Craigslist for like, half of what I bought it for.
Oh, no, never mind. No,
so definitely. I feel pretty good about that.
No, okay, I get you.
And we watched a lot of games on that.
There you go. Never mind. It was worth it. It was worth it then, you know, if that's the case. But
there's been a lot of money wasted.
Yeah.
Nothing ever quite like this.
No. This was a waste of money. It was a waste of time. We already talked about it in nauseam. They didn't need to go that high. They bid against themselves. And basically.
That's the thing that would make me most mad if I was him. Because yes. He got talked into that by his front office.
Yes. Yes, he did. Because that deal's never made without Arthur Blank's approval or go ahead.
Yeah, or you know? Signature.
Or signature.
Money.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, but it's a new whatever. I know that, you know, that Kurt is looking good out there, but he's a starting quarterback going against twos.
He is.
So he should cut the ass up, yep. You know, but.
But that, you know, that's not going to stop people.
Yeah.
Which is the whole thing for me is why, you know, I get it. I'm sure they tried, and I'm sure they'll still try if there's an opportunity to move him. But, like, that's my whole thing of, like, all right, like, you have to move on now.
Yeah.
There's nothing positive that comes from him being around and whatever, looking good in training camp, and if Penix has a rough day or whatever, or even – because, like, right now it's all sunshine and rainbows because it's training camp.
Yep.
But, like, week two, if Penix has a bad game, which is very possible that he'll do because he's going to be a rookie quarterback and, you know, whatever, you lose a game on an interception late or something like that, and then it's going to start that crap of, well, you got that guy over there.
Yep.
Just put him in. If Penix is playing like that, then put him in. Like, yep. And I just don't think that benefits anybody.
It does not.
So, I don't know. That's why none of that part of it is anything but frustrating for me. Let's hear what Arthur Blank says about expectations for the team, though. We heard what he said about Raheem already in the first hour. Here he is talking about if he has any certain expectations for the team this year.
Well, you know, there always is. From a fan standpoint, from a player standpoint, from an ownership standpoint, we expect to be competitive. We expect to be, you know, in the running all year. We definitely want to get to the playoffs. That's obviously our goal. And everybody understands that. So we have a plan, and we're going to work it and execute it and hopefully come out with the results that we want to see as the year goes on.
You better. You better. I mean, this is this ain't a 8-9, that's cool because we're making progress from that last year type year for this team.
Mm-hmm.
No, they got to win now, and they got to win and rely on a lot of young players. And it ain't one of them things where they contribute like, oh, they got this, and then you sprinkle them in. No, this is not the sprinkle part. This is when you take the lid off of the season and dump because that's the production that they need from their young players. Pass rusher, and especially from their quarterback.
Yeah, half your defense is going to be rookie or second-year guys.
Yep.
A lot of guys, even in their first year, that didn't play all that much. So, especially in your front seven. I know that you've got some veterans in terms of Caden Ellis and Divine Diablo. Troy Anderson starts the year on the pup list, which sucks. Hopefully he comes off of that soon. But, yeah, I mean, you're asking a bunch of really young players to produce on defense.
Yep.
In a year where you have to win in order to save a lot of these people's jobs, mm-hmm. and then you flip it to the other side, and you also have basically a rookie quarterback
yep.
being asked to play not like a rookie quarterback
yep.
in order to save a lot of these people's jobs. Like, I'm excited about it because I think a lot of these people have talent, like high-level mm-hmm. talent. I think some of these guys are going to be really, really good NFL players. But it also wouldn't surprise me if some of these guys that are going to be really, really good NFL players do what a lot of really, really good NFL players do, which is struggle early.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. It's a difficult place to be where you got a GM in year five, and there's so many veterans that are kind of paid for across the roster, plus the Kirk Cousins thing complicates it because that's just so much money. So it's a must-win hot seat situation, but it's also one of the youngest teams.
Yes, and
it's crazy.
It is, man. And, like, it's always one of those things in the league. It's very rarely does a young quarterback save jobs.
Very rarely.
Now, they come in with the guy with the new job, you know what I mean?
Well, and the only time they do is if there's a little bit more leeway than this year. Yeah. Like, if the young quarterback, if Penix shows signs, mm-hmm. you know, and it was a different situation, it's like, well, I don't know. We like what they, yep. the offensive coordinator with them, and you can see the vision of it. Like, no, you got to be, you got 10 wins.
Yeah,
like, you got to win 10 games this year while showing signs. So, yeah. I mean, the expectations are what they are. We get it, but the context makes it complicated for sure. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. A couple minutes away from the back page with Bo. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, which is a two-day wrap-up of what was going on at Flowery Branch Falcons training camp. We'll be back out there tomorrow from 11 to 2. Everybody will be back out there tomorrow broadcasting live. Matthew Bergeron will join the show live after practice as well. So all that to look forward to.
Dude, I was just looking. Where is it at? Remember Sheldon Rankins? I think it was Louisville. He just talked about it. He was sick last year. The Bengals said he had shingles and meningitis at the same time.
Yeah.
Couldn't eat for 2.5 months. Lost 50 pounds bedridden. Good gracious.
Sounds awful.
But now he's back, like I said, back up to 300 pounds and everything. And then I was telling you about the Florida. You remember the big, they wore number 21?
Yeah. What's the 400-pounder from Florida's name?
Yeah, he wore number
Desmond Watson?
Yeah, they played his place for Tampa now. Yeah, they won't let him practice yet because he's – still a little overweight. He's lost 40, but
that's tough.
They got a long way to go.
I know when you weigh 420 or whatever it was.
Yeah,
40 is, you know, It's a smaller percentage than like if it was you or me or whatever. But like if you lose 40 pounds, you had to work pretty hard, right? Yeah. That sucks. You're still not in good enough shape.
Yeah, man.
You lost 40 pounds. You're still not there.
He's still not there. But he's working at it.
Speaking of losing weight, knew this was coming. We knew this was coming from a mile away. But here it is. Luka Doncic, best shape of his life.
Oh, God.
He's on the cover of Men's Health magazine. He's
good
doing interviews. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
We'll, you know.
Good for you.
We'll see. But, yeah, he's going to be making – I guess he's going to the Yankees game tonight because all the Jordan Brand folks are doing – he's doing, like, the Jordan Brand media tour. Yeah, I guess he's looking pretty skinny.
Good, man. Good. So what does that mean? Like, Fat Luka led him all the way to the NBA.
If Fat Luka was first-team All-NBA 5 years in a row, 6 years in a row.
He's winning MVP this year.
What if it goes the other way?
He's winning MVP this year.
What if he was only good chunky?
Yeah,
it's true. It's true. Like, sometimes that helps, you know? A little physicality in the post or whatever.
Yeah,
not like he does a lot of post play, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
That would be hilarious.
Good for him, man.
Luka gets shredded, like just ripped, like Ben Wallace on the Pistons
like
level shredded.
Like, you can't be on the cover.
And then he goes 18-8.
You can't be on the cover of that magazine and not be fit like Luka did.
Yeah, but they got angles.
Now,
they got angles and lights.
And you know the angles? It done got the best of us, fellas.
Yeah.
All right, that damn sink with the high pose with the arm over front, it got me too.
Look at this. Look at this Men's Health pose. They got all the lights and all the shadows and stuff.
No doubt.
Plus, he's doing a move with a weight in his hand. Your arms are already going to look stronger with a weight in your hand.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, did he get in shape for the magazine or did he get in shape for the season?
Or did he get in shape because LeBron's yelling at him? You know, because that's what everybody said. LeBron's going to wear off on him.
I don't know, man.
Or maybe he's bitter towards Dallas, and it's motivated him to work in a couple salads and get in the gym.
I love it, you know, because
at the end of the day, whatever the reason, it doesn't. Who cares? Like, if Luka really does start taking his fitness a little bit more seriously and it makes his game better, great.
Which he will, because he's a bad boy.
He's very good.
He's a bad boy. And so
he was pretty big at certain points last year.
He was swollen. He did not abide by the diet rules.
Yeah. Now, granted, he was hurt, so maybe he couldn't do the same level of conditioning. But what level of conditioning was it?
Oh no,
I don't know. But this was always going to happen. Like, Luka first year in LA summer was always going to be the fitness summer.
Yes,
and here it is.
Yeah, so, and everybody talked about it. Yeah, he's getting ready to play for his national team, too. And so, yeah, he's playing some ball, getting himself in shape. Good for him. It's amazing that you're a professional athlete and you got to get in shape. That's just me.
I know. Or there's stories about, like, to be celebrated.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, cool.
He's a football player. I mean, he's a basketball player.
He's got a $10 trillion contract to be one of the best players in the league, and now he's going to start doing a little weights and eating healthy. All right, cool. Good for him.
Unbelievable.
Hopefully it works out.
What a nice gig.
I like drinking beer, smoking hookah luca, you know?
I like drinking beer, smoking hookah luca.
It makes it cooler. Like, if you're chubby and smoking hookahs after the game and going to the NBA Finals, that's way more impressive to me than being all cut up and
sleeping
in a cryogenic freezer.
I would agree with you, but no, I would agree. I agree with you, but Lakers fans don't.
Oh.
No, he needs to get in shape. Because the Lakers are a very rare brand where they lose generational players and they already have another generation player waiting.
Yeah, just right on deck.
Because it's the damn Lakers. Because it's the damn Lakers. It's the purple and gold.
Oh, yeah.
And they always find a way.
I mean,
I'm
hoping
amazing. They got Luka.
Lose. It's weird because I don't have anything against Luka. I like Luka, but I want the Lakers to win.
Right.
You know, I want the Lakers to do
fine. I went away from that a long time ago. I just wish.
Built
like,
in.
If you are a Laker fan, I'm cool with you.
Yeah.
But if you like Laker, Yankees, Duke, that person, I'll mess with you.
Still have Nick Van Exel nightmares from the 95 playoffs.
He was so good.
Nick the Quick.
He was cutting.
Couldn't stop him. Couldn't stop him. Dude. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
That lefty.
Spin move. Floaters.
He was taking out. Well, that was older glove, right?
No. That's. That was in the Jordan gap.
That's what it was.
That was the two-year Jordan gap where the Sonics lost in the first round to the Nuggets and then the Lakers, which, awesome.
The greatest pose ever. Dikembe Mutombo with the basketball.
R.I.P. Dikembe. Hey, Bo. Oh, right. This is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So there was a little bit of important baseball stuff happened over the weekend, and the only thing it had to do with the Braves is that they have some people in this club. But Dick Allen, Dave Parker, CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner, and Ichiro were inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame over the weekend. Dick Allen, Dave Parker, of course, posthumously. Not going to share parts of anybody else's speeches but Ichiro, because I think he kind of stole the, the cake or something. So here's Ichiro commenting on the Florida Marlins, giving him a call to come play baseball for their club.
And to the Miami Marlins, honestly, when you guys called to offer me a contract for 2015, I have never heard of your team.
Bam. Nobody else had Ichiro. Bam. Now, this is 2015. He had already been in the league. This is at the end of his career.
Right.
The delivery is so weird.
And he did not know who the hell they were?
I think he did, but he's being silly.
I don't know which one is true. I'm being sure he did know they existed Ichiro as a baseball team.
Of course he did. He played against them before.
He also did thank all of the writers that voted for him, except for one, who was the same guy, of course, that did not vote for him to be in the first round. He had extended an invitation to his home to this writer so that he could come over, get to know each other, maybe figure out, you know, work these things out. He retracted that invitation on Sunday. So you're no longer invited to Ichiro's house, whatever writer you are.
So we don't know who the writer was.
Don't know who the writer
now
was.
Now, it's never made public, as far as I
sure
know.
Sure we could find that
coward
out somehow. Yeah, oh yeah.
Coward.
Come forth.
Coward.
Reveal yourself to the world. Idiot. He's probably one of the same ones that didn't vote for Junior.
Probably.
Coward.
So from those greats on to some football greats, and by that greats, I'm talking about the 99 Club in Madden 26. So free play or early play for Madden 26 starts on August 7th. If you have pre-ordered your 99 Club with a little bit of controversy for 2026. Now,
yes,
these do fluctuate throughout the season, but you know there's going to be Timmy Tube Socks that are already whining and crying. Saquon Barkley, okay. Miles Garrett, sure. Lamar, all right. Lane Johnson, Josh Allen, Jay Jetta, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay.
Both 99s. Now, TJ Watt, not made a 99. You have your Offensive Player of the Year, your MVP, but we're missing the Defensive Player of the Year. Pat Surtain is also not made a member of the 99 Club, which that one I do kind of see a problem with.
Oh, man.
Like you said, they
fluctuate.
They do. And they update throughout the season.
Like, Pat Mahomes is not a 99 Club. Like, whatever.
Well, he's not. And I saw people complaining about that versus him and Josh. No.
I have a question about these video games, because I see a lot of complaining about this college football.
I'm the guy to ask.
Yeah. Like, is this college football game, like, is it not as good as it once was? Or
I think it's
what I've heard.
Pretty good.
A lot of people with glitches and everything in it.
I have felt no glitches.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, oh, they need to do this and fix this.
Check your internet provider if you're having glitches playing online video games online.
I never get it.
Can I? I have a video game opinion and thought, because we talked to Shannon Sharp earlier in the show, and I don't think I've played Madden since Madden 94 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Sterling Sharp was such a cheat code in that game.
Yes, he was.
Because Brett Favre could throw the ball 80 yards.
Yeah, just go run fast.
And Sterling Sharp was faster than everybody. Like, that's how I knew I loved that guy.
Yeah, man. Sterling was a bad.
I had a Sterling Sharp jersey back in the day.
Huh? Did you really?
I sure
that's
do.
Badass.
Yeah, still do.
And he goes into the Hall of Fame next weekend
in
Canton, which is cool. I love your question about working on the speech, because I do wonder, like, some people probably do it like a best man speech, right? Like the night before, they're like, oh, God, what am I supposed to say? Who am I supposed to thank? Shannon said he's done, though.
But I forgot they do it video.
Oh.
It's not live. It's that you don't present live anymore. They do a presentation video, and then his brother.
So he probably already.
When I said that. I was like, yeah, he's already done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's already done the video.
So then Sterling's just kind of
yes.
fixing his up perfectly
yes.
and how he wants to say it. But that is pretty cool, man. I mean, it's not pretty cool. It's incredibly cool
yes.
that now both of those guys will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
First set of brothers ever in the Hall of Fame.
Which I find that a little bit surprising. I guess maybe we shouldn't.
I'm just trying to think who even else would even be.
Maybe the Matthews. That's about it.
Yeah, and
maybe that's it, the Matthews.
Just after all this time.
Couple years, JJ, TJ.
Yes,
that'll happen. That's right. That's right.
So from a group of 99s to a guy that used to be a 99, and I'm talking about, of course, Travis Kelce. So on the latest edition of New Heights, him and his brother Jason are talking about a movie that has not been remade or rebooted yet in Pretty Woman. Jason thinks it maybe should be about Travis, the reboot, that is.
I think the only way to gauge it is to flip the script. I think we need to make Pretty Man.
Pretty Man.
Pretty Man.
We need to have a CEO billionaire woman
be so
high class that she doesn't know where she's going.
Travis,
she doesn't know how to drive a car.
You're living Pretty Man right now.
You are pretty man. You're living your own Julia Roberts straight now.
I'm wearing nothing but a tie when Taylor comes home. you can't beat it, man. That's why me and Julia Roberts, when I met Julia, it felt like we were the same person. She's so cool.
Holy shit.
Yeah, pretty man so about a gigolo. That NFL sounds great. Yeah.
That's it. Just an NFL hooker, man. Well,
they're remaking everything.
Just
doing
an NFL hooker. That's all Travis Kelce is.
Now, he was in Happy Gilmore, too.
He was, and he actually had kind of a prominent role in it.
Really? Right?
Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's where he's going next. That's where he's going next. Yeah, that's where this. I think this.
Or pro wrestling.
I think this comes last year.
So, we would love to see Travis come over to WWE. That'd be pretty awesome.
Why would I help when I just finished playing football? Go do that.
Lots of money.
I'm going to go act. Oh, he got plenty of money.
But everybody that makes that transition, we say they all have plenty of money.
Who's made the transition?
What, from pro football to wrestling?
Yeah.
Lots of cats.
Like who?
Like who?
Kevin Green. Dennis Rodman had plenty of money.
He did.
Did he not?
True. Fair enough.
Karl Malone had plenty of money.
When you say it like
they're
that,
not football players,
when you say it like that, see, you're talking about appearance. I'm talking about being on the roster.
Yeah, they were. They all were. It all lasts for – I'm not talking about Travis Kelce's going to have a 20-year WWE career, but he'll come
like,
a year
like,
or two
like
in
he
there.
Go like
and that's all Dennis Rodman came did in. Was a good year, solid.
Well, you remember Rodman came in. Rodman missed practice or something, didn't he? He skipped out on practice.
Went on WWE and disappeared for like a whole week.
Yeah.
When a lot of the guys played football, like obviously The Rock played football, but he didn't play
the Mannings.
In the NFL.
Yeah, the Mannings.
Oh, yeah, they'll be in. Are they in? Not yet, but they will be.
No, Peyton is.
Yeah, Peyton is.
Yeah, Eli is.
So speaking of Kansas City
So they're the
City
first
Chiefs.
Brothers, though.
Yeah, they're the first
Yeah,
brothers.
They are the first
That's
brothers.
Really
That's
cool.
It's cool. Pretty cool. Speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, Pat Mahomes Sr. gets permission by the courts to go attend Pat Mahomes Jr.'s first NFL preseason game. That's going to happen on August 9th. He gets permission to be out of town from August 8th through August 10th as long as he stays in the Glendale area.
He's so on probation?
Oh, he's not allowed to leave the state?
Yeah. He's not allowed to leave the state because of what happened in New Orleans?
I guess he's on house arrest, yeah.
What happened in New Orleans?
Yeah.
The fight?
Yeah. In the DUI.
And the DUI,
that was the bigger part of it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
I didn't realize he was on house arrest for the DUI. I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
So congratulations. Gets to go see his boy.
I didn't realize he was on house arrest.
Is he wearing a low jack?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, normally that's the standard protocol.
I'm pretty sure. I did not know that he was on probation. I did not know
He's
that.
Got three of them.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't realize he was on house arrest.
Yeah, they take they take them all pretty serious, but that third one,
if you get three within
really,
a certain amount of
really
years,
mad
that third one becomes a felony.
Like,
that may be why the house arrest.
Hey, man, stop driving drunk. You got to stop doing that. It's very dangerous. But you can go see your son play football.
Yes.
Now, don't get drunk and get in a fight with anybody like last time.
Yes, last time we let your ass out, you was in there fighting with who was it, Rocker?
Yeah, Rocker. Did that end up being a MMA thing or something?
They canceled the whole thing. If I'm not mistaken, it did have to do with Pat Sr.'s inability to be at a celebrity boxing match because he was on house arrest.
Got it. Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. That'll also do it for the back page.
Dude, this man is on probation. He got to get probation to go see his son play football.
I'll never understand it. Like, just get it. I don't know that Pat Sr. has money, but Pat does, and I'm sure maybe he would pay for at least an Uber account for you.
Something.
Yeah, man. You know?
Something.
Got to get that man.
I'm not
driver.
Saying that he's got money because Pat's got money. I'm sure he got enough to afford an Uber.
If my son had a $500 million contract, he'd buy me Ubers.
Driver.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. If Jack ends up being a Super Bowl champion quarterback, I'm having a driver. I'm not too prideful to take money from the kid.
No, you raise him.
I'm paying for every damn thing he does now.
Might as well get you get back.
He can give me some money on the back end. All right. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.